It is the Friday show before a fantastic weekend. It's Neil Atkinson with Phil Blundell and Chris Barber here. We've got David Mooney, Ben Anderson and Alex Hurst on the blower. We'll just start with the big one. Chelsea versus Manchester City. David Mooney on Manchester City. That's happening right now.
It's Neil Atkinson with the wonderful David Mooney to talk about Manchester City and the Manchester City-ness of everything all of a sudden, really, Dave. It's a strange situation that the managers sort of ended up in. I feel sorry for everybody. I've said this on shows. I've put it on the internet. I feel sorry for everybody in amongst what the manager says in the aftermath of the 6-3 against Leipzig, in that I think he's just making a bit of an appeal. I mean, I've seen Jurgen Klopp literally try to fight people in the main stand and repeatedly say, we need our crowd this weekend, and it's not become as big a story in one way. I think in another way, there's a thing in the back of his mind which is thinking, there's only 38,000 people here and we've just had a 9-goal thriller against a good team. This doesn't make any sense to me. I think in another way, there's the obvious question mark around the breadth of City support and the idea that if you build it, they will come. But then there's also City supporters themselves who are just people who go to football matches and don't quite understand why all of a sudden they're under a microscope. It's one of those things where I think as soon as he probably wasn't aware he was opening this much of a Pandora's box, Guardiola, but he doesn't seem entirely prepared to close it.
I'm not that sure he was that unaware, you know, okay. Because it's not the first time he's said it, and it's not the first time he's done it. He did it. The famous one that I think all the reports over the weekend carried was the Fulham game in the League Cup a couple of years ago, where he basically said the same thing. We need more people here next weekend for the Premier League game against whoever it was. I can't remember the fixture list that far back. But he did it. He did it about 10 games into his reign, where City went away to Celtic in the Champions League group stage. And he said after the game that, you know, I want more people at the Etihad like this. And it's just, so it's a regular bee in his bonnet. So I think I'm a little bit more on the side of, I think he knows a little bit of the can of worms he's opening, and he's prepared to open it because it might get people to react to it and respond to it. I think you probably know where I am on it. I think he should probably, he doesn't need to do it. Let's put it that way. He's just managed the team to a 6-3 victory in the Champions League. It was a great game. It was, I thought, quite a good turnout for that game, to be fair. And then, like, he wasn't even asked about it, and he's kind of thrown that into the conversation. And I think that's what kind of has rankled a little bit. If he was asked about it and he answered a question, I think the City fans that reacted to it would feel a bit better about it. But he wasn't, so that's kind of where it rankles a bit.